Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
All right, many forget the true meaning of Christmas, which celebrates the birth of Jesus. And during these unusual times, we need to take a moment and be grateful for what you have in your life right now and those who are nearest and dearest to you. A tradition on WGN here on Christmas Eve is to invite His Eminence, Cardinal Blaise Cupich, who serves over 2.4 million Catholics in Chicago, and he joins us this morning. Merry Christmas to you, Cardinal.
Thank you, Dave. Merry Christmas to you and all to your listeners.
So nice that you're with us this morning, and which is a normally very busy schedule on this Christmas Eve morning.
Well, it is. There are last-minute preparations. I have, of course, midnight mass at the cathedral, and then tomorrow I go to Cook County Jail. But today I'll be visiting hospitals and seeing people, especially children. And it's a wonderful time just to reach out to people who are those that have special needs and burdens, and to be with them in this time.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You generally don't get a nap in today, do you?
No. I have to wait. I do my power nap usually Christmas afternoon.
Yeah, right. I know. I talked to my pastor about the same thing. That is wild. What do you get to do to celebrate the holiday? Christmas evening, Christmas Eve evening tonight. You go out to dinner, I know, with some fellow priests or some friends, right?
Right. So earlier in the week, all of us at the cathedral got together and had a wonderful meal. We really enjoyed each other's presence, and that gave us then the freedom to go into Christmas Eve today, and then tomorrow with Christmas Day, and then also I'll be seeing people throughout the holidays, because Christmas doesn't end on the 25th; it just begins.
That's right.
It's not a landing pad; it's a launch pad.
Absolutely is. And I was talking to – now, you're doing the midnight mass, of course.
Yes, exactly.
And I was talking to Vince Girasoli, who runs your studios here, that the morning mass that airs on WGN-TV at 9:30 every morning, one of the largest audiences on a Sunday for any show.
That's right.
A lot of impact.
It does. And when I visit parishes, people tell me that they double dip. They watch me and then they go to their parish.
Okay.
But also they say that it's a great comfort and consolation to maybe an elderly parent, a family member who's homebound. And so that's why we continue it. We want to make sure that we do everything possible to include everybody.
You know, there was a show on years ago here in Chicago called Mass for Shut-ins on WGN-TV. It was always very popular, but the pandemic did a lot of things to shift and provide something new to our audience, especially those who are homebound.
Well, it did. You know, one of the reasons that I decided when the pandemic started is to do the masses, look for a way in which we can keep everybody together.
Yeah.
I've had kids come to high school kids who tell me, you know, when we did this 4 years ago, I remember you. Our family gathered every Sunday and had mass with you during the pandemic, and they were able to remember that as a moment in their faith life, and that's really consoling to me. It's very encouraging.
Well, what's funny is, like, people would normally see you in person at a confirmation, or maybe you are visiting the church for whatever reason. But now they get to see you every week. Isn't that great?
Well, yes. And then when I come to their parish and so on, you know, I get interesting comments. You know, a lady told me once, she said, you're taller on TV. And I said, I'm just glad you didn't say I was thinner.
Nice. Well, you know, I will say, and the church has always been to me, and I think millions of others, attending weekly mass has always been a place of peace for me, and it needs to continue to be that place of peace where we can bring people together and in that peace, right?
Well, it is. And I think that whole notion of being an oasis in the midst of a storm is important. But also, it has to be a moment in which we find new strength to go out into the world and live the gospel ourselves. I think that if we don't have this missionary aspect to ourselves and it's just about us being consoled, I think we're missing the point. We really have to look for a way in which we take up our discipleship in the world.
And one of those things, too, and the focus that you put on the parishes, too, is engaging younger families to play a more critical role in the community.
Well, it is. I think that, you know, young families, particularly with raising children, they need the support of a community. They can't do it alone. And so we want to be there for them. But they also have rich experiences that can keep our faith communities young and vibrant. I like it when families come with their children to Mass. And even if a baby's crying, it's another reminder that we have a youthful element as a part of our community. I just tell parents that let them cry. They're practicing to be in the choir.
It's funny you say that, because when we had remodeled the back of our church, it was a massive cry room. And we made it very small for mothers who want to nurse or do anything else. But we want those kids in the church. We want to hear those voices in the church, right?
That's right. And I think that it's important for those young families to know that we're there to support them. Raising children today is a little more difficult than it was in the past. There are many forces. And, you know, being a parent has never been an exact science.
Right.
Every child is different. And so it's the Earn While You Learn program. Well, parents need support, the support of a community.
Well, what's really great, too, and on Christmas Day, you see a lot more people, a lot of familiar faces you might not have seen throughout the entire year. But it's important, especially as people that send their children to Catholic school, which I do as well, that you show up on Sunday, because it all begins there.
Well, and again, I think it's a matter of saying, how can we be supportive of what you're trying to pass on to your children in terms of faith? Because you made a decision to send your child to a Catholic school, not just to get a good education, but to be formed in the faith. Well, you're the first of all teachers in that regard, and so we want to be there with you on a weekly basis to renew your own faith, mm-hmm. So that you're not taking up this task alone.
I'm going to switch gears just a little bit, because I was a part of this and I had saw you when this campaign launched. But, the Archdiocese, you put together this Renew My Church, which really, you know, tightened up. We need priests and they're a little bit more limited these days. So we wanted to make sure we had full, vibrant parishes, in each community. And with that also goes an opportunity to secure our future. And the Generation to Generation campaign was launched. I was part of that in my parish. We were over 120% of our goal, over $1.4 million, because, you know, our buildings get older. You want to make sure you're training our priests. You want to make sure that they have a place when they retire.
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that every generation has stepped forward and provided not just for their present moment needs, but for the future. And all the churches that we have were built by people who came to this country and wanted not only a church for themselves, but for the future. That's why we have so many beautiful churches. So when we did the Renew My Church effort, in which we looked at what the footprint of the Archdiocese should look like and what we really could do, and not only in terms of finances, but also personnel, we had people gather in groups of four or five parishes to really struggle with the questions of what had to happen in order for us to have vibrant, vital, and sustainable parishes long term. And so we shrunk the size of our parishes from 360 to about 240, and it's much more manageable. But we also reduced the deferred maintenance of all of our buildings across the Archdiocese from $100 million to $25 million. That freed up a lot of our resources. Also, it gives us the capacity to really target those areas with the pastors that have the skills to lead large parishes. So we now are in the phase of a spiritual renewal. We did the material. We need the spiritual. And the generations of generations is to give now the capacity to our parishes with the help of the archdiocese to have that ongoing renewal, especially for people who have been unchurched or dechurched, to make sure that we really are going to have a missionary spirit about ourselves. But we also have a component in there that's going to help our priest with retirement, but also their medical needs, and also their ongoing development as pastors. Each priest is asked now to have a growth plan in order to look at their lives in a holistic way. I also have hired two full-time nurses to be with our priests to make sure that they're taking their medication, they're seeing a doctor, they're getting the kind of health care that they need. So, and we're also looking for ways in which we can support those parishes that are in need. We're always going to have parishes in need. But we have to look for a way in which we're going to give that ongoing support to them.
The professional development aspect is very interesting because, I mean, you really are investing in our leadership.
It is. And as I told the man, you know, your vocation doesn't end the day you're ordained. You still are called in a different way. There's nothing more pernicious in the Gospels than to think that you've arrived. You've got to look for a way in which you're going to have ongoing development. All professions do this.
Absolutely.
But you have to have a horizon in which you realize that you're always going to have to grow. That keeps everybody fresh. It keeps me fresh. I've had those opportunities of growth put upon me, and I think I'm a better person for it.
You never stop learning. Never stop learning. We're talking to Cardinal Blaise Cupich, Archbishop of Chicago. When we come back, his Christmas message for 2024. All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this Christmas Eve morning. We are talking to His Eminence Cardinal Blaise Cupich. Mentioned before the conversation about the new auxiliary bishops. It was an exciting announcement for the Catholic community, especially here in Chicago. Bishop-elect John Szymanowski is my pastor. He already, you know, told me don't look at him straight in the eye. He prefers to. No, I'm kidding. but this is really exciting because, I mean, you're really looking for the next level of leadership.
That's right. And all five of them have great capacity and leadership in their own way. They're also with different language skills, men who is fluent in Polish and other in Spanish, others who come at ministry through their own life experience. One of them is a lawyer with a CPA. The others have wonderful experiences as pastors. And all of them, in fact, have experiences as pastors. So that is a common denominator among all of them.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit before we get to your message, Cardinal. But Catholic Charities, especially this time of year, is so critical. We are, you know, we're in the winter months now, seeing homeless continue to be on the streets, and many families are struggling who have lost jobs, reduced hours, and, you know, all these recent announcements of all these retailers in Chicago closing their doors as well. Catholic Charities, you know, with the Archdiocese here, does so many great things. Talk a little bit about that, if you
will. Well, Catholic Charities is the largest social service provider in the state, and it's one of the largest Catholic charities that we have in the Catholic Church in this country. Sally Blount does a wonderful job as our director, and the support that she receives from all sorts of people from different backgrounds, I think, is really edifying. But you're right. We're there to make sure that the gospel is put into practice. That's why it's not just a matter of people who belong to the board of Catholic Charities or who work for Catholic Charities, but my vision is to have every parish represented with Catholic Charities to make sure that there are opportunities in all of our parishes to take up the work of Catholic Charities, because that's what really we're about. And I want to make sure that the needs of people in this city are met. We partner with so many other wonderful organizations, and we appreciate that. I've always said if we work together, we can get a lot done.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, just alone, the Catholic Charities Homeless Prevention Call Center, I mean, you receive up to 500,000 calls with financial assistance, other resources. Other resources, and that's really critical to the people of Chicago.
Well, it is, and I think that it's due to the fact that we're able to do that because people of goodwill of all faiths and nuns participate in the work of Catholic Charities. Our donors are across the board because they can see that we operate in a very transparent and accountable way. That's a strength of Catholic Charities, that we have established ourselves within the city as an agency that does care about those who are most in need. So we're so happy for the support that people give us.
Well, I'm so happy you're joining us this morning, and it's really important to us, especially as a tradition on this radio station, to have you share your Christmas message with our listeners. And here is His Eminence Cardinal Blaise Supich.
Well, first of all, a blessed Christmas to all of you and your loved ones. You know, one of my favorite works of art is the Adoration of the Christ Child by Andrea Della Robbia. It's in the Art Institute of Chicago. And it depicts Mary and the angels looking upon the child Jesus with real sense of wonder. This beautiful artwork captures a profound moment of calm and serenity as it proclaims the coming of the Prince of Peace among us. Christmas is God's invitation to enter the scene of Della Robbia, particularly in this moment in which our turbulent world suffers from wars, political polarization, lethal illnesses, climate disasters, and so many other struggles. Amid all these troubles, we too are invited to keep our eyes fixed on the child Jesus and discover once again the hopes and dreams that God has for the world. Pope Francis knows we need this hope now more than ever. And so in this coming year, he has invited us to be pilgrims of hope, which is the theme of the Jubilee year, which begins a Sunday after Christmas. And there's a difference between hope and optimism. Optimism is about tomorrow, but hope is about today, which we experience in our prayers, in returning to the sacraments, in receiving and offering forgiveness today. This is a hope that will not disappoint, and it will not be taken from us, because the very love of God has been poured into our hearts. And so in this holy season, I pray that each of you may come close to the Lord who has come close to us. Draw hope from the newborn Prince of Peace. Be a pilgrim of hope for others. I want you to know that I am remembering you and all your loved ones in prayer at the Lord's table as I thank God for many gifts. I just ask that you please pray for me, and let's pray for one another. Merry Christmas.
Cardinal Blaise Supich, my kids are not with me this morning. They generally are on Christmas Eve. They did have one question for you.
Good. And they're always good questions.
They're always great. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. That's
could be a classic, could be a little newer.
I think that it's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And
right.
It's a classic.
It is.
But it is a really good movie.
It's a tough story to get through in the beginning, but the ending is what the entire movie is.
Well, and I've always liked Jimmy Stewart. I thought he was always really terrific as an actor, you know.
Absolutely. Cardinal Blaise Supich, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Thank you. Same to you and all.